Give me the green light. Cause I'm ready to go. Let's have a good time.
Let's go.
What you waiting for? You only got one life.
One life.
And we gon' live it up. So give me the green light.
Give it to me.
Cause I'm ready to go.
Welcome to Randomania! It's a podcast where we select a WrestleMania match
at random
and then we talk about it. That's right, old wrestling.
Older than you think wrestling, I think, technically, yeah.
Time goes by fast, old wrestling. My name is Brad. Welcome to another wonderful episode. Joining me, as always, the freshly shaven, barely recognizing my brother, Matt. What's going on?
Looking 35 years old with my baby face over here. Yeah, it's going pretty good. It's good to see your face and hear your voice. Maybe I'll just go mustache only and we can do some kind of gimmick there.
I'm saying. It's not a bad idea. It's working for me. So we're going to be back to record another episode. Season 18.
Part 4. Season 18, part 4. Part 2 of an episode. I don't know. It's all fucked up. We're just happy to be back. Happy New Year, everybody.
We leave you with the unintentional cliffhangers all the time. What's going to happen next? I don't know. You'll have to wait 4 months to find out.
It's like, surprise, there's an episode.
Yeah, we just pop up. Hey, whoa. At the end of the match, at the end of the last episode we did forever ago, we picked a match to watch at random. And what match was it, Matt?
It was match number 316, not just with Joe Ass, from WrestleMania 33, held on April 2nd, 2017, a Camping World Stadium in Orlando, Florida, in front of 64,900 fans, which seems too on the nose. I think somebody made that number up, called Dave Meltzer. It's WWE Champion, the late Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton. And this is, I don't know if this is good or bad. I don't know if this is wrestle crap or if this is brilliant.
Well, we can certainly...
It's a fine line.
Certainly. So we'll certainly get into it. We'll find out how we really feel about it at the end. So 2017. So as we record this, Evergreen Podcast, but this was 9 years ago.
It's already 9 years, man. 9 years.
Yeah. The show had been running for 2 years when this match drops. So there's that.
For real?
Yeah.
We should have gone through way more WrestleMania matches at this point.
I think you're probably right. That's on us. That's my bad.
That's my bad.
That's man. On me.
That's my bad.
That's on me.
That's on me.
This was on me.
But now it's old wrestling, so, you know, it's nice to look back on it because I know I haven't rewatched this. I don't typically rewatch WrestleManias just because we have a podcast about it. So if I want to rewatch it, hopefully we get it. And here we are. We got this one. I didn't remember much about it going in. I was like, is this when Randy Orton burns down the house? The Sister Abigail house? Probably. It's a WrestleMania angle. So that's the only thing I could remember. Before we dove into it, I suppose. What about you?
So I do think that I might have seen this. I saw this live. I watched this live as it happened. I remember it was at my buddy Logan's apartment, my buddy Jake was there, a few other folks. Anyway, because this is the same Mania for like the Hardys and like the longest show ever, which I'll get to in a minute. I don't know where I was going with that, but I think I have seen this since then. And then as soon as the build happened, I was like, oh, I remember. And then as soon as they came to the ring, then I definitely remembered a bunch of stuff that was going to happen that we'll obviously get to. Stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Stuff.
So Bray Wyatt, let's start with this. So this is a story. We're going to go back and we're going to jump a little bit. So let's talk about how the fuck we got there, because it's all over the place. So let's start with Bray Wyatt as the champion. How is he champion? He won the title at Elimination Chamber the month before.
Is that all?
Yeah, he won Elimination Chamber. Do you know who was in that chamber match? Or who was champ going in?
No. No.
Okay, so Cena's champ going in.
Holy shit. Okay, that makes sense, because he had it late 2016, and they unified the thing, Didn't they?
Yep. So he was champ going in, and he got pinned by Bray at the end of that Elimination Chamber match. Also in the chamber match, AJ Styles. Baron Corbin.
Oh.
Dean Ambrose.
That makes sense.
And The Miz.
Huh.
Look at The Miz just being relevant. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. This is around the time, because then later this year was when, like, the Miz was cutting promos on Daniel Bryan, isn't it? And that was like Miz Intercontinental title.
Intercontinental title years.
Like, going nuts on SmackDown Live and cutting those impassioned promos. And we're like, okay, yeah, here comes The Miz. Maybe he'll, you know, actually be in the main event scene for real, like as a legitimate contender. And he kind of was for a hot minute, but then, you know, he went back to just being Miz. I don't remember when that changed, but.
But he always ebbs and flows, man. I mean, he ebbs and flows. He comes back, and then he goes away, and he comes back, goes away. So when I saw his name, I was like, oh, that's not the one I thought. But 2017, I guess. So, yeah, Orton wins the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
So let's just start with that.
Yeah.
But, like, there's – okay, so I guess we can't even almost start with that. Like, we got to go back. So these dudes feuded, like, already, like, a couple years ago or a year ago. And then they feud, like, in the summer 2016 again. Yeah. And, like, through, like, SummerSlam, I think. And then by the fall, they're just, like, together now. Like, he just joins the Wyatt family.
Yeah, he smacks somebody with a Jared Cane or something. And he says, if he can't beat him, join him. And I immediately, said, okay, so he could turn on him. Great. You know?
Pretty much. But, man, this was weird. Okay, so, yeah, they're together. And then it's Rowan and Harper. And Orton and Wyatt. Do you remember Randy Orton wearing the jumpsuit at some point? I feel like I do.
I don't know if he ever wore the jumpsuit.
I know Daniel Bryan did. Remember when they did it with him? When they teased him in the Wyatt family?
I don't think he did.
If Orton did. I feel like he did.
Maybe, though. Did they ever win the tag titles? I have a vague memory of them winning the tag titles.
Oh, man.
But that may be wrong.
Maybe.
And it'd be like,
this is a dark spot for me.
Like, right when they got together, it was like, holy shit, this unstoppable force is together, and now the tag champs, too. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was just the world champ, but they would have had to lose him at some point.
Yeah, I know Bray was champ with Matt Hardy. That too, dude. I guess I don't know. This is the weird time for me where, like, I was definitely watching, but I don't remember anything. Like, I don't remember shit. Like, nothing. Nothing. So
the really big stuff I remember. Like, I remember when, you know, in the heat of building up to this match, when Randy Orton burnt down the house that was Sister Abigail or Sister Abigail's house.
So that's coming. We still got like five things to even till we got to that point. So then obviously Orton wins the Rumble, right? Then Bray wins the title. And then, like, on Valentine's Day, 2017, Randy Orton comes out with Bray in the ring and relinquishes his opportunity at the titles by giving his undying devotion to Bray.
Right.
Right. And then, literally 2 weeks later, Randy Orton burned his house down.
Yeah.
Why do that?
Just the emotional roller coaster. You don't know what's coming next, I guess.
Okay, let me throw this wrench in you, motherfucker. Because Randy Orton gave up the... sorry, I didn't mean to get so aggro there with the motherfucker thing. That was a lot. I apologize.
It's okay.
Let me come out with this for you, dickface. Is that better?
That's better.
Okay, that's better. All right, good. So they start like a new number one contenders thing. They have like a battle royal. I remember it was like Luke Harper. And AJ wins it, but like Luke Harper was like a thing for like 2 weeks, or like maybe he was going to get the shot because he had kind of like left Bray Wyatt too at this point. Mm. It was a whole thing. And then they just made AJ versus Orton, and Orton just won the number one contenders back. So like, what are we doing? I feel like they didn't know what they were doing. I think it's one of two things. Hear me out. They didn't know what they were doing. They were trying to find a way out of something, or they were worried maybe somebody couldn't work, hurt something. I don't know. Or it had already been leaked probably 6 months before that they were going to do Orton and Bray at Mania for the title, and this is them trying to swerve the folk.
Yeah.
2017 internet wrestling community trying to be like, we don't know what's happening.
It could be. Or it could just be that they had the right 8 weeks of television because they had to put something on there. So, you know.
I don't know. It just seems like 10 pounds of shit in a 5-pound bag.
It does definitely feel like...
I will tell...
Yeah, it feels like it was jammed together, for sure. It was, you know what I mean? Like, yeah,
that's what I mean. I'm not trying to be super critical of it. It was just, there's a lot. It's Orton being a little cerebral himself, maybe planning the whole thing and, you know, aligning with him only to turn around him in this way. But they never explained it that way, so I don't know. Just a lot of shit happened.
Yeah, I think they may have, but, you know, there's a lot of supernaturalness going on here, which is automatically my least favorite aspect of professional wrestling. There's a lot less now, thank you, Trips. Undertaker was never my dude, but it was also, I'm not going to turn it off, you know, when this shit's happening, but it's also hard to like, defend it, I think, sometimes. I have a hard time defending the supernatural shit, and I want to defend wrestling.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah. Like, that's the type of stuff I don't want to show. I wouldn't show, like, a wrestling hater to be like, oh, this will turn you around.
Yeah, exactly. This will turn you around. Here's the one. Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt for the World WWE Championship at WrestleMania 33. Orlando, like you said, a lot of people there. Perfect number on the attendance. Nice round number.
I will say, and it helps, and maybe you're going to bring this up, but there's a great video package that they do air before this match, and then I've also seen two other times, which basically says everything that we just kind of talked about, and they mash it into like 3 minutes with some menacing music and some promos and intertwined, you know?
Yeah.
So that's definitely worth a watch, I think, to help get into to help you figure out the match, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so the video package was the extent of my research, but I also have a bit of memories of this stuff going down because I was watching wrestling on a weekly basis for sure in 2017. I don't remember, like you said though, but when you watch 5 hours of wrestling every week for years, you start to just sort of forget shit. Because when there was all you had to watch was the hour of Superstars in the morning and then watch Royal Rumble 90 six times, you're going to remember Royal Rumble 90 pretty well, you know?
It's all you had. Yeah, it's all you had. Yeah, well, this is NXT heyday, too, so that's 2 hours or, you know, a couple hours every week out of that, too.
For
so,
sure.
Jesus, this is best of the gold brand right here, baby.
Yeah. This is when takeovers were better than the main movies.
Yeah, I just listened to Shayna Baszler on CBV's podcast, and she said the same thing, and I was like, yup, did you hear that?
Yep, that's why I was thinking of it. It's fresh in my mind. I listened to it yesterday, so yeah.
I listened to it yesterday as well. Boom, about a week behind on everything. Anyhow, yeah, so yeah, here we are. We're at WrestleMania 33 in front of a packed house.
Yeah, WrestleMania 33, I have to say, one of the better sets ever, right?
Yeah.
Stage set. It's very,
I liked it.
Very dramatic, very spectacular. They got the big roller coaster going, the big globe thing, WrestleMania.
Spared no expense.
Yeah, spared no expense. LEDs everywhere. The whole ramp's an LED thing at this point. I don't think they've done that, maybe. Yeah, you're going to talk about the spermie coming down. But,
I don't think so either.
Still, it's a very spectacular setup. It's like, this feels very modern. And very like updated as opposed to like it's
feels, you know, big,
a spectacle.
It feels big,
yeah. So, yeah,
it feels big
after the
feels video, like I feel like WrestleMania stages should be,
yeah, 100%. And it's they did a great job on the presentation here. First out in this match is the champ, which is weird,
yeah. But
I guess because
he's, ironic,
whatever. Weird. We got two long entrance guys here, too, so I knew we were in for one here. But Bray Wyatt comes out to the original, you know, the old Bray Wyatt Fireflies. Yeah, that one. It's very good and really great, and one of the better entrances in WWE history.
Wish I knew the words of the song, because then you'd have to put the song in there, because that's the rule.
Catching flies in his mouth. That's how it goes.
Something's Shout out Mark Crozier, by the way. That's who did that
Mark
song.
Crozier.
Mark Crozier.
What a great artist. Yeah. Anyway, what a great song. Fits the perfect with the character. Sets the mood. Creepy as hell. Fireflies everywhere. They also...
Fireflies are out.
They tune down the camera, jeez, so it makes it look way darker in there, but I've been in an arena with the fireflies out. It's bright as day.
Bright as day. You see everything. Yeah. Everything.
So it looks really cool on camera because they, you know, you could change that exposure and make it look way darker. So when he's coming out with just the lamp and the fireflies, I don't know how much longer this run lasts doing this because he's already been doing it for 2 years, right? How much longer is he doing fireflies?
Yeah, and he's pretty much loses the family beyond this too. So this is probably tail end.
Yeah. So and. The Fiend comes, but that may be way later. That's 2019, isn't it?
It's only 2 years, though, brother.
He's only been doing it for 2 years. It's like halfway. So anyway, and then the whole Matt Hardy thing happens in between there. But anyway, that's not the point. This point is that this version of Bray Wyatt coming out is awesome.
They're all awesome, but yeah, this is the most memorable one.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it's
this is pretty great.
Pretty amazing.
This is like pre-Firefly Funhouse Fiend shift, because that's like, you're right, that's like a year out. Anyhow, so the next out, Randy Orton, the same Randy Orton I hear voices in my head that come to me and say some shit, they talk to me. He's chased to the ring by a very slow-moving sperm.
Well, first he stops at the top of the ramp and does the pose, which he never does. But he did it here because I'm pretty sure he's supposed to get fireworks. Now, he did, but it was just like a curtain.
Was there pyro?
So there was like a curtain of showering sparks similar to what Evolution used to get, but way up high. So it didn't look cool.
Oh, like a golden shower.
You got a golden shower.
But from way up, so it really didn't even hit him.
Yeah.
Okay. Gross, Trinity. But then, to top it, because the freaking whole entrance ramp is an LED screen, they have a viper like walking underneath, behind, and slithering on that next to Randy Orton. Now, why they gave this snake depth so the head was close and the tail looked far away is ridiculous. They should have just made it the entire length of the LED. And then it looks like a snake and not a fucking brown sperm chasing him.
Yeah. Angry brown sperm.
So bad.
Coming down to impregnate the ring. It's also really choppy because it's not smooth. Like, it's just, like, changing frames.
Well, it's supposed to follow him.
Well, yeah, it does.
When he stops, it stops. I know. I'm just saying. But it gets choppy because there's probably some sensor thing in there.
Well, yeah.
It's 2017 also technology.
Yeah, exactly. So they're ahead of their time while being behind the times. Great. It takes forever to get down to the ring, but that's okay. We expect this. Randy Orton with a different jacket, special jacket here, too. It had, like, fuzzies on it and, like, spikies on it a little bit.
Didn't even notice. It was a good catch.
Pretty cool-looking vest. When he was doing the entrance ramp, arms in the air, too, the wind was blowing the vest over, like, to the side a little bit. He looked pretty fucking cool. So,
I did notice that.
Yeah. So, anyway, they get to the ring, and we get official announcement from the ring announcer, and his name is, I have no idea. Who's that guy's name?
Is it Greg Hamilton?
Yeah. It is Greg Hamilton. There you go. Okay, he did the SmackDown for a long time.
Okay, yeah, Greg Hamilton.
With the official ring introductions, we should mention commentary team of Tom Phillips, JBL, and Byron Saxton. Feels very random. Nope,
not Byron Saxton, even more fucking random. Oh. It's David Otunga.
David Otunga, you're not wrong. It's David Otunga.
Tom Phillips, JBL, and David Otunga.
Yeah, sorry. It is
2017, man.
They had to find somebody. They hadn't found nobody yet. They weren't making money to hire any Joe Tessas at the time, so they still trained Tom Phillips on how to do it, which he did a great job. He was always fine. He felt like
Michael Cole. I'm a Tom Phillips guy.
Yeah, and he's TNA now.
But he's pretty good. Yeah, he's good. I like what he does. Referee Ryan Tran, who's still with the company as referee Ryan Tran. Good job.
Yeah, great. So that they ring the bell and there's a Thez press immediately.
Yeah, they fight right off the bat and they don't stop fighting for the whole match. Pretty much, it never stops. It's not very long.
He kind of goes for one of the power slams, but he misses and then he hits it for real. And then he goes for an RKO and then he escapes out of the ring. And this begins
a lot of
the
that
beginning of setting up your finisher and not hitting it for 10 minutes. Do you have anything else?
That's what it is, dude. It's Sister Abigail's RKOs and sweet graphics. Okay, so this is the thing. As soon as they started wrestling, I go, holy shit, This is the match where they put the, and as soon as I said the word maggots, they fucking showed up in the ring. So they did a cool thing again with the camera, dim the camera. They used the overhead. So you see the dudes kind of in the ring, around the ring. Referee bails immediately because he knows it's coming. And they projected maggots into the ring from an overhead projector.
Yeah.
And so then you hear the crowd go, ooh, which is good because nobody else gave, because nobody gave a shit about this match otherwise, because this is the 10th match of the night already, bro.
God damn. Yeah.
The 10th? And there's like four after this.
Yeah.
Maybe three. Maybe three. So like this crowd is already, it's in Orlando. They're fucking warm. They're tired. They want to go home. So at least this got a little reaction. So maggots in the ring. They haven't done anything like that before that I remember. Do you ever?
Not in WWE, but I had definitely seen this technology be used in the NHL. I had very, very recently prior to this, where they were displaying high-quality graphics onto the ice during the pre-show. So I knew there was companies that were providing these high-quality projectors from above to put cool shit down. And so I saw that it happened here, and I was like, oh, they got the projectors like in hockey. Cool. I was not impressed.
Yeah, and it worked, and it was cool. It was fine. It was different, at least, right? Something that you hadn't seen before. Good for a Bray Wyatt match. He wants it to stand out and be different all the time. I think it's fine. I don't really know if it made any fucking sense. I don't know. They didn't really explain it because they never acknowledged it. They just go, what the hell is that? But that's probably a Vince going, don't acknowledge it. Don't say shit. Make him fear me. It's a Bray thing. I don't get it either. Good shit.
That's a good impression. Yeah, it's really like... They just, what was that? And that's kind of all. Because, you know, the more you talk about it, the more you'll be like, Bray Wyatt must control the projector above the ring or something.
It's magical powers again, dude.
Yeah. So a little more supernatural. Great.
That's fine. So then that goes away and they do more shit. And then there's worms. And
then there's worms.
Which are not even scary, bro.
And this time, instead of the shock of it happening the first time, there's more of a, ooh, like we're supposed to react to it instead.
Like a, ew. Worms aren't even gross.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a little gross, but there's a lot of them.
Are they supposed to represent, like, death and decay?
I think so, yeah.
Maybe. All right. Because that was, like, a whole thing with, like, the... His sister Abigail was buried under the house that Randy Orton burned down, and he was a whole part of that promo was her... asking how he thought about her decaying with the maggots and the worms and shit. So maybe that's what this is for. Anyhow, go ahead. More finisher teases, like both ways, like four more both times, ways. By the way.
Four more times. Down. Up and down, back and forth. They hit him outside of the ring, by the way. He hits the sister Abigail against the guard.
That's true.
And then immediately after that, he goes to run after him for an attack, and he gets hit with an RKO on the outside.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. And they do hit. I think that's all they hit till the end. I do like JBL making excuses for the tired crowd. I made a note for that. He's like, I think these fans are more in awe of what they're seeing as opposed to being like, these fuckers are tired.
Yeah, and this match sucks.
This match sucks. Sorry. So, yeah, Sister Abigail to the rail of pain. I wrote that down too. Then RKO on the floor. Rolls in, gets a two count. Then he's going to line up for the punt. That gets kind of blocked. He hits him with the Mike Sanders 3.0, which is always fun, bringing it back to 2004, Randy.
Very good. Yeah, I do want to point out on the punt, too, that it took him like a minute and a half to come to the realization that this is definitely what it should do, and it took way too long. I'm sorry.
It just took too long. And this match is not long at all. This match is actually quite short, but I wonder if you're going to realize. Well, I'll ask when we get there. So, yes, so another Sister Abigail, this time in the ring. That gets an actual two count. Then the crab walk thing, and then are those supposed to be fireflies that get projected into the ring?
It's cockroaches.
Are they like locusts?
It's cockroaches.
Like cockroaches?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's like cockroaches then now in the ring. So, you know, that's fun. And then RKO from Randy Orton and wins. And he's a champion at 10 minutes and 30 seconds. And that's the match. Congratulations. He's the 13-time champ, 9-time WWE champ. Go.
Go.
10 minutes and 30 seconds.
That would be my guess, but about 10 minutes. Yeah, wow. Yeah, Orton wins. And then they go to the next thing.
Orton wins. Next. Really? Yeah.
Goldberg-Lesnar. Yeah. The video for Goldberg-Lesnar is the next thing that's coming on.
Yeah. Oh, we're coming off Pitbull, too. Weren't we coming off Pitbull?
We were coming off Pitbull and Flo Rida.
Was it just Flo Rida? I don't remember. I don't know.
It was Pitbull and Flo Rida.
I think one's Cuban and one's not.
This is true. But they're both up there. I said, well, they spent their budget on the musical act, so that's good. At least they didn't skimp. You know,
they that's got, why the crowd was so dead. They got too hyped for Fireball.
Yeah, they heard that. I said, that's it. That's what I'm here for. So
Fireball. Do we get a hit? If we do too much, we might get a hit. We're on YouTube now, so we can't. We gotta be careful.
This is true. We're gonna see what happens.
We shouldn't have said the word YouTube, because now their algorithm's going to pick it up and we're going to get flagged.
Well, it's okay. We're not monetized. So, yeah.
That's a good point.
That's the end of that. So, after the match, Randy Orton holds the belt for like a month, and then I'm pretty sure he loses to Jinder Mahal. Am I right?
Kind of. So, we get like Bray challenges him to a House of Horrors match as a return match for the title. But then they move Bray to Raw? So they don't want to make it a title match, so they just have the House of Horrors match that Randy wins anyway. Okay. That's at Payback. And then that ends their shit. And that pretty much ends their shit. They never feuded again. Oh, no, take that fucking back. They have another Mania match a couple years later. 2 years after this, perhaps? Yeah, so that's the whole thing. But yeah, then Randy loses the title to Jinder Mahal in, like, June.
Yeah, it was like May. I think there's a rematch at June that we assumed he'd win, and he didn't. And we're like, what is happening?
Yeah, then Jinder as he was the 50th WWF champion, WWE champion. It was Jinder Mahal.
That's right. There's also, I believe, so against Jinder. I believe it was during that run there when he had a match against Randy Orton that Randy was certainly going to win, and then Great Khali comes out of nowhere and interferes. I'm pretty sure that happened in that run.
Yep, Indian helping Indian.
Hadn't been on TV before or after.
It's the only logical ending, Brad. That's all we gotta do. That's good shit.
Okay.
What do you give this match at WrestleMania 33 between the Viper Randy Orton and the late great Bray Wyatt?
Well, I'm
gonna be 5 HBKs, by the way. 5 HBKs. HBK stands for Heartbreak Kid. Shawn Michaels, Mr. WrestleMania. We give it on HBK scale. Had to explain that. Go ahead, Brad.
That's right. So on a scale of 1 to 5 HBKs, I'm giving this actually a 1.5. I was originally going 2 because of the scale of it, the championship match of it, the build like took forever, which I actually appreciate. Like they actually, these two had to have a blow off at WrestleMania, and they did. So that's better than the week before saying, I don't have an opponent. And then somebody walks out and says, I'll be your opponent, which happened with the Kurt Angle match we had at one point.
Or walking out at WrestleMania and not even having an opponent when they walk out at the WrestleMania.
That happens a lot with John Cena. And then, it's a 1.5 because the match is bad. It's not even good. It's just like teasing finishers. There's not a lot of, there's a lot of standing around, slow, methodical work that doesn't do much. Bray does some of those running like attacks off the ropes with the headbutts and stuff are pretty impactful, look good. Don't hate it, but 1.5 HBK is not good at all. Like, it's not special. The entrances are cool. Yeah, that's all. 1.5 HBKs, pretty low. Go ahead, what do you got?
I was initially going to go 2.5. Let's put it this way. I'm going 2. 2 is my thing. I probably would be more close to 2.5 if this crowd would actually end the fucking match. Like, they didn't care even at the finish. Or wins, and they're just like, oh, cool. All right, good job, Randy. What's next? You know what I mean? We'd like to get the fuck out of here. So it's a 2 for me. The build-up was fine. Once I watched that video package, and then I actually did a little more research and watched some stuff on YouTube. Like, yeah, dude, it was fun. Like, at least it had substance to it. And then it's 2 legends. It's Bray. You're not going to get me. There's not a whole lot of Bray Wyatt WrestleMania matches. I'm happy you had one here. Their next one's even worse. So, it's like half. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, this one, at least they worked for a while. And it's something new with the images. Like, I guess, I know it got panned and kind of made fun of. Excuse me, but I didn't hate it. Like, it's just, I don't know. I just wish they would have acknowledged it and talked about it. They never did. They never talked about it during or after, so it's kind of all for nothing. That's my biggest problem.
Yeah, I thought like they could have made that happen at every show going forward when he did the backwards bend thing, just display something gross in the ring, and that's a thing now. But it didn't. It was just a one and done thing. And I guess I saw it and I went, oh yeah. God. You know, I just laughed.
It's that same thing. I go, oh, that's this match. That's this match. Yeah, that's what I did too. But I knew
I don't. I don't want to punish them for
cats. I was like, they're gonna do it two more times.
I don't want to penalize them for trying something new, because please God, just try something new sometimes. But at the same time, I don't know, man.
Right?
I don't know. Is it my favorite thing? My favorite match ever? Oh, no.
It's tough.
It's
tough because you watch cake and eat it too a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, yo, like give new stars a push, and then they do, and then nobody gives a fuck, and you're like, well, I guess we'll go back to Brock.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just WWE. So, you know what I mean? Like, oh, we like Chad Gable. Oh, we do. No, you don't. No, you don't. You like Brock Lesnar, remember? Remember him? Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's a two. It's fine. There's not a lot of follow-up, but it's the two great wrestlers. And the fact that when we got the match, we didn't know it was a title match or the build-up kind of does say a lot about it as well, because if it would have been that memorable, then we would have been like, oh, man, this match is so cool. This is the one with the things in the ring.
Yeah.
That's exactly how we sound when we record. Yeah. But that's
yeah.
Whatever. Do we pick one now for next time? I forgot.
Yeah, we pick one, but we got to do some social. We got to tell people you want to come check us out on YouTube. Where our videos are slowly being put up on YouTube at Random Media Podcast on YouTube. You can check us out. We do some sporadic social media posting. A lot of it's on Facebook, a little bit Instagram, depending on what's going on. And most of that's done by the other voice of this podcast. I just edit the thing.
Yeah, I'm social, research, and talent. Brad is talent and production. That's our titles. So that's how we do this.
That's actually true.
I know.
And co-owner.
Is it not? I know. I thought about that today when we LLC this shit. So we're going to, yes. So go to Randomania Podcast on Threads and Instagram and Facebook. It's the same content in all three. You can hear us on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, find our WordPress pinned on any of the socials. We're going to pick a match between 0 and 431 because there are 431 matches on my list of WrestleMania matches, and that's the only one that matters. Are you ready? If we get 0, we'll talk about it. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
245.
Match number 245 is the WrestleMania 25 Money in the Bank.
We had that?
We had a Money in the Bank. I don't know if it was that one. Mine aren't crossed off, for those of you wondering.
Mine are crossed off, so let me jump into my... Because when I was like, when we get our shit ready, I wasn't actually getting my shit ready. 245?
Yeah.
We have not had.
Okay.
So WrestleMania 25, cool. Money in the Bank ladder match. Who's in this match?
Shelton Benjamin, and then who knows?
So 2009. Punk.
Pretty sure Punk's
in. Yeah, probably Punk for no reason specifically. Maybe Jack Swagger. Maybe Dolph. Maybe a Hardy.
It was like pre-Nexus, so a lot of guys weren't up yet, so it's got to be the weird people that were there before it. Yeah, Dolph might be in there. I don't know.
But like Dolph, Miz.
Yeah.
Shelton Benjamin. He's in everyone. Evan Bourne, maybe. MVP. Kane. It's like these type dudes, right?
Yeah, around that era, because Evan Bourne might have been a year later, because he was more like a 2010-2011 guy.
Yes, but probably CM Punk, though, for sure.
I'm going to think CM Punk's in this one. Yeah, so this is from 2009, man. This is one of my darkest periods of watching wrestling, so I'll have a little fun researching this one.
You don't even know who's in this. Yeah, good. Well, we're going to try to get a little more of a steady recording schedule here. Football season is wrapping up. The holiday season, Brad's busiest time of the year for work, is wrapping up. Kids are going to go back to school. They probably already are.
Yeah, we'll get these churned out because, people need content. They need something to listen to. And we're here to provide it. So, yeah. So, that's great. We'll watch that one.
Yeah,
we'll
talk about it. Provide a service.
Yeah, you're fucking welcome.
Customer, you're fucking welcome. You should be happy that we decided to record.
Yeah, you should be grateful.
Should have made you wait another month. How do you like them apples?
So that's next time.
That's next time? This one's over.
This one's over. And I want to congratulate.
Oh, shit. He's going to remember.
No.
He's going to remember.
I want to congratulate Randy Orton on winning your 13th World Championship at WWE. 9th World WWE Championship, as they said. At WrestleMania 33. Didn't have a 33 on the name, but we know it's 33 because we pay attention. We can count. But unfortunately, I want to say to Bray Wyatt.
I was trying to remember if he actually did get fired or not, but I don't think he ever did. You're from here. He did. They did release him, and then they brought him back. So yeah, you're from here.
I hear voices in my head. They counsel me. They understand. They talk to me.
This is a great fucking Easter egg for the end of the fucking episode. I was laughing the whole time. Anyway, I'm going to start with, I'm going to go back to the Look at the Miz being relevant, and then roll on. All right.